Lawyers for a detained Indonesian cleric suspected of engaging in terrorism have filed a lawsuit against the national police to seek his release. Abu Bakar Bashir's legal team say police are holding him illegally. Lawyers representing detained Islamic cleric Abu Bakar Bashir filed the complaint on Friday against Indonesia's national police chief. They claim the police are holding their client illegally. Mr. Bashir was arrested last October because authorities suspect he was involved in an assassination plot against President Megawati Sukarnoputri. They also suspect he was involved in a wave of bombings across Indonesia on Christmas Eve 2 years ago. Muhammad Asagaf is one of Mr. Bashir's lawyers.
Ternyata prosecutor tidak bisa melihat.
He says after the case was presented to the prosecutors, there is no significant evidence to support the charges that Mr. Bashir was involved in the plots to assassinate the president or the Christmas Eve bombings. Mr. Asagaf says that is why the police have changed the charges to the attempted overthrow of the government, and that is why they have sued the police. Last month, police officials said Mr. Bashir would be charged with treason, but that has not happened yet. Mr. Bashir is believed to be the spiritual chief of Jamaah Islamiyah, a regional militant group suspected of links to the Al-Qaeda network. Police say JI members carried out the deadly bomb attack on the island of Bali in October of last year, which killed roughly 200 people. Authorities have arrested more than 30 people in connection with the plot. However, so far, Mr. Bashir has not been directly implicated. Mr. Bashir has consistently maintained his innocence. This is not the first time Mr. Bashir has filed a lawsuit against those who've accused him of wrongdoing. In the past, he tried unsuccessfully to sue the government of Singapore for libel because it accused him of involvement in terrorism. Patricia Noonan for VOA News, Jakarta.